Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. Detectives have charged a Whiteville woman with sexually abusing her 12-year-old daughter. Rosalina Baena, age 45, of Gore Trailer Road, was held under a $50,000 secured bond. She was charged with indecent liberties with a minor, felony child abuse, and communication of threats. We have much more on the story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. A traffic stop led to a DWI arrest and an illegally modified Glock handgun early on Friday. Wilbur Castro Dominguez, age 29, of Loras, was stopped on Cherry Grove Road around 2 a.m. Dominguez was also wanted for murder in his home country of Honduras. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office said he had a Glock 19 handgun that had been modified to fully automatic in his vehicle. He was placed under an immigration detainer. A large crowd is expected at the Whiteville City Council meeting on Tuesday, as multiple business owners and residents affected by the flooding are expected to attend. Elizabeth Cassidy of the Donut Shop has turned into one of the harshest critics of the city, blaming city council and staff after her restaurant flooded yet again during the most recent storm. Tuesday's meeting starts at 6:30 p.m. in the City Hall and can be viewed online at the Whiteville City website or attended in person. Chadburns Town Council will hold a special meeting on Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. for a public hearing on the new Community Development Block Grant application. The meeting will be held at the Town Hall, and the public is welcome. Another coastal storm is expected to bring some showers to Columbus County today, but nothing like what we saw earlier in the month. Upwards of 1 inch of rain is expected to fall through Wednesday morning, and temperatures will struggle to reach into the mid-60s. The system is not related to Hurricane Melissa, and for more information, you can catch meteorologist Christopher Cawley's complete weather forecast every day at ColumbusCountyNews.com. In Friday night football action, West Columbus overpowered Greensea 48-14. South Columbus won a back-and-forth match with West Bladen with a final score of 35-24. The Whiteville Wolfpack staged a fourth-quarter comeback to down Red Springs 33-28. East Columbus fell to North Duplin 53-12, and East Bladen trounced Union 38-0. Early voting continues through Saturday for the upcoming municipal elections. Only residents of towns and cities may cast ballots. The only early poll for Columbus County in this election is the Board of Elections office on U.S. 701 North in Whiteville. Election day is November 4th. The Columbus County Health Department said on Friday that the WIC food program will continue through November. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has provided additional funding for the program. More than 11,000 people in Columbus County rely on EBT benefits for food. We'll have more on the story later today at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Columbus County Animal Protective Services will hold a special Halloween adoption event this Thursday at the shelter on Legion Drive in Whiteville. There's a full story on this event on the Columbus County News website. The Sheepdog Foundation will open the Reggae Cafe on Friday for a lunch fundraiser at their new facility on Lee Street in downtown Whiteville. This would be a good day to skip the usual boring lunch options and help a good cause. The Sheepdog Foundation's headquarters is located at 426 Lee Street in Whiteville. Queen Esther Chapter 533 will host a Fish Fry Friday from 11 until 2. Plates are $10 and include two spots, coleslaw, baked beans, and bread. Plates can be picked up at 515 South Lee Street in Whiteville. Contact Lisha Hester at 910-918-8057 for your orders. Saturday is the Fair Bluff Farmers Market. There'll be local vendors, a fishing contest, food trucks, and more at this event. All the activities will be along the Riverwalk, and the market opens at 8 a.m. West Columbus High School and the Fair Bluff Chamber of Commerce will be on site selling spot plates for $10 each. The plate will include two fish, sweet potato, fries, slaw, and bread. All proceeds will go towards the West Columbus High School FFA and the Chamber. There will also be a veterans event at the market, and all activities take place at Riverside Drive in Fair Bluff. The North Carolina Office of the State Fire Marshal and the Columbus County Fire Marshal's Office have partnered with local volunteer fire departments to provide free smoke detectors to residents in the community. You can contact your local fire department or the County Fire Marshal's Office for more information. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-368-1350. 800-368-1350.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-368-1350. 800-368-1350. 800-368-1350.
Auto Accident Help Desk.